He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, October 19th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, let's see. How are we starting a new week? A lot of it depends on how your teams did over the weekend, I suppose. The Mets are having a good day. New York fans are having a very good day, aren't they? The S&P 500 is having a so-so day. It's red right now. S&P 500 down 5 points right now to 2,028. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is also down, quarter of a percent. The Dow is down 40 points. It's at 17,175. While over at the NASDAQ, I'm seeing a little bit of green right now. The NASDAQ is up almost 3 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,888, actually the only index in the green right now. Crude oil, kind of mired in the middle, isn't it? Stuck in the middle with you, between 40 and 50. That seems to be the range on crude. Crude is at $46.48 right now. While gold is hanging out at $11.75. Gold has had a little rally here recently, but you know what? Not enough to really get my blood boiling at all here. Just kind of a tepid little rally. The euro is at 1.1328. And the 10-year yield continuing to defy gravity, but taking its cue from a dovish Fed. You've got the 10-year yield all the way down to 2.03% right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Where were you in 1987? This is the date, that's right, October 19th, 1987, when the market went down 22.6%. Well, we're doing a little better than that today. We're only down 0.24%, less than a quarter of a percent. But this should be noted that this is the anniversary of that big day, minus 22.6%. Meanwhile, across the pond in a faraway land called China, they report economic growth. Their GDP comes in at 6.9%, which might be a little bit inflated. Do you think China dishes out any propaganda? Maybe, you know. 6.9%, it sounds pretty good on the surface, but it's the weakest print since 2009. And of course, 2009 was the last recession and the last bear market that we had. So China continues to decelerate. And that, of course, is hurting a lot of companies on this side of the pond that sell to China. Well, we have a slowing growth and rising revenues driving a historic wave of consolidation in the semiconductor industry. Once again, slowing growth and rising cost driving a historic wave of consolidation in the semiconductor industry. Today it's Microsemi outbidding Skyworks right now. We'll see if Skyworks comes back into the fray in a bidding war. But Microsemi looks like they'll be getting PMC Sierra. PMC Sierra up another 11%. It's never a good sign when you start to see consolidation. And of course, the other big area where we're seeing consolidation right now is in the energy patch, which we'll get to here in a bit. Speaking of the energy patch, Halliburton's Q3 North America sales cut in half since this same time last year. Cut in half. You know, you'd have a hard time if you were a restaurant down the street and your sales were cut in half from this same time last year, no matter what industry you're in. And, of course, this Houston-based company, which is now a $31 billion market cap, has come down from a high of $74 a share to $37 a share. The stock has been cut in half, while their revenues and sales have been cut in half. And why? Because the price of the product that they sell, or the price of the product that they service a lot of companies. Aren't they the world's largest fracking provider of wells and drilling services worldwide? What's happened to the fracking boom here in America? It's one of the reasons why, one of the major reasons why, earnings growth here in America has gone into a recession here. It looks like it's going to be three straight quarters now of earnings that will be less than the same quarter last year. This has not happened since 2009. You wonder why I'm a little bit cautious on the market right now. Well, there's reason number one. But during the course of the show today, our big picture Monday, we're going to take a look at the real problem with the market right now and what it needs to do, probably within the next several weeks, which will then create some kind of opportunity for us. I'm also going to go through my current allocation in the market right now: cash, stocks, bonds, precious metals, and inverse funds. What is my allocation? And lastly, I'm going to go through my S&P 500 target price. This will be the highlight of the show because we'll take a look at where the earnings estimates are right now based on what we've heard so far from these S&P 500 companies. We had a lot more report last week, and now we're getting a very good look and picture into 2016. So we'll be updating that here in a minute. Now, we do have earnings today. We already mentioned Halliburton. They actually beat earnings, and the stock is only down 48 cents. But keep in mind, their sales have been cut in half since this same time last year. We have a few other. Oh, the big one here is on the downside. I got to believe that there's going to be a little bit of gloominess, maybe a little bit of chewing out of the crew down the hall from me at Morgan Stanley. Their earnings were down the stock is down 5.7% this morning. They missed earnings by 29 cents per share. So I got to believe there's going to be some heads rolling down the hallway. I'll have to watch out for rolling heads as I move down the hall. Morgan Stanley with a big, big miss. They're blaming slowing bond trading. And Morgan Stanley, again, down 6%. Right now. What else? MTB, that is MTB Bank. They beat earnings? No, they missed earnings by 6 cents. The stock down just a little bit, 50 cents here right now. Toy company Hasbro, a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, also beat earnings by 6 cents, but I see the stock is off by about 3% here this morning. Meanwhile, here's a big news story. Iran is urging OPEC to slash oil output. Aren't they great people over there in Iran to us? We just made a deal with them that I hope they adhere to. Now they want to slash oil output to raise the price of oil on us poor Americans who've recently shuttered much of our fracking industry. Now that they've successfully shuttered much of our fracking industry and brought our economy to a grinding halt, now they want to raise prices on us. Okay, that sounds like a good ally to me. Netflix, they had a release over the weekend of their Beast movie. No big deal. Whimpers at the box office. Barely moved the Richter scale. We have Genuine Auto Parts reporting earnings that were in line. Lennox, an air conditioning company. I don't know about your part of the world. We had a hot summer. We have a very powerful El Nino. The water temperature off of Southern California is still about 75 degrees. And for the first time in history, we have Wahoo, Wahoo is a fish roaming about 8 to 9 miles from where I sit at my desk right now. Weight Watchers is up 84% today. Oprah's taking a 10% stake in Weight Watchers. WTW. And let's see, Credit Suisse is adding McDonald's to its focus list. You know, I got to try one of these new chef-inspired burgers. They'll always suck me in with something new, and usually I never come back because that something new is just like something old. But we'll see. Is McDonald's on the right track? Well, when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the key, one of the major keys to this market right now, which is very, very much in a neutral stance. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's take a look at this market. How do we deal with this market? I'm the guy who's been bullish for 6.5 years. Am I still bullish on this market? 35 S&P 500 companies reported earnings this last week. This coming week, we'll have 118 S&P 500 companies reporting. This will be a very telling week as it relates to earnings for the S&P 500. And as I've been saying for the last several months, look, we've had earnings of the S&P 500 growing ever since the trough in 2009 when we hit $59 per share in earnings on the S&P 500. Last year, we hit 117. Earnings have been growing ever since. But this year, it looks like for the first time during this bull market that we're going to have a leveling off and more than likely even less earnings this year than we had last year. And you can basically blame the grinding to a halt of the fracking boom in America that was driving much of our economy. And it appears right now that we're going to have three quarters in a row. The second quarter of this year, the third quarter of this year, and the fourth quarter, which we're now in of this year, of earnings recession. This all ought to raise a pretty big yellow flag. Because when earnings start to recede, the market starts to recede. When the economy starts to recede, which it's not doing yet, and it's leveling off at best, I would say right now, the U.S. economy, then we're going to face the next recession, another bear market that has not happened yet. We could turn up from here. A lot of it depends on the earnings that are going to come in this next week and the week following, which I'll be reporting once again in my newsletter. I sent it out this Saturday right around 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're not getting the newsletter, I'm the guy, once again, who's been bullish for the last 6.5 years, but I'm a market timer. I do not believe in being invested in the market at all times. I do not believe in asset allocation. I believe in trying to exploit the best asset classes at any given time, which we're going to get to here in a minute. And if you're not getting the newsletter, you can go to my brand new, spanking new website, all cleaned up and spiffied up, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, and sign up for the weekly newsletter. We'll have 118 S&P 500 companies reporting this week. Of the companies that have reported so far, 82% have beat estimates, but we have a very small sample. Only 50% have beat revenues, that's sales. And right now, the way this quarter is going, it looks like this quarter that's being reported now, which is the third quarter of 2015, when compared with the same quarter last year, it looks like we're going to have an earnings decline of about 4.6%. So if you're wondering why the market can't make any headway this year, it's because earnings have come grinding to a halt. Now, we've been told since the beginning of the year that it's temporary. It's because of falling oil prices and it's because of a strong dollar, which are temporary things. Well, I'm not so sure they're temporary because oil's still at $46 per barrel. And companies like Halliburton have had their sales slashed in half since the same time last year. I don't see a robust recovery in the oil patch right now, nor do I see a big tanking of the U.S. dollar. The dollar remains strong. So I'm not so sure that those two events are temporary like we've been told. Meanwhile, we do have very low interest rates. The Fed stays on their zero interest rate policy, which on the one side you say, well, that's good for business. Keep rates low. Companies can borrow at a low rate. People can borrow at a low rate to buy cars and buy homes. Consumer credit cheap right now. But on the other hand, if pray tell, we were to go into another recession, what bullets would the Fed have to fire at a recession? They couldn't lower interest rates, could they? Something to keep in the back of your mind. So it seems to me pretty clear that the U.S. economy for now is grinding to a halt. We've had a 6.5-year expansion, and that expansion has led to new highs in the stock market. That expansion has been brought about by the folks at the Fed with their zero interest rate policy, and the folks in Houston, and the folks in Dallas, and the folks in Louisiana, and the folks in North Dakota that have been finding oil with technology that did not exist before. We've had a fracking boom. We've created many jobs. That's come grinding to a halt. We need help from other areas of the economy right now. Ben Bernanke wrote an op-ed last week pointing his finger saying, look, guys, you cannot continue to depend on us here at the Fed with monetary policy because we've taken it as far as we can. We're still at zero. What do you want us to do? We need some stimulative fiscal policy. And that's a dirty word right now, because stimulative fiscal policy is synonymous with tax cuts. Just mention the word tax cuts in this environment, you're not going to get very far. So in other words, there's really nothing to fire at the economy right now to keep it firing on all cylinders. It's starting to sputter. It needs a kick in the pants. It's not going to get a kick in the pants. So what's the answer to all of this? Well, look, the S&P 500 is made up of 500 companies. They're superior companies that continue to innovate on their own. They're not dependent upon monetary policy. They're not dependent upon fiscal policy. They've said, you know what, in spite of the headwinds, we're going to continue to do what we do. More than ever, this is a stock picker's market. You have to find and you have to focus on stocks that are flourishing within this economy. There's certain big wide swaths that you can completely ignore, just like when we go fishing in the ocean. I know right now that there's big wide swaths to not even go try. There's nothing there. It's a desert. In the market right now, it's the energy stocks. It's still the basic material stocks. It's the multinationals. It's the emerging markets. It's the commodity stocks. Instead, you've got to find the companies, the stocks right now that continue to flourish. Maybe it's because of low oil prices. Look at the airlines. Look at the cruise ship stocks. Last night, about 5 o'clock, We're pretty popular, pretty active cruise ship terminal here in San Diego. The Disney cruise ship was in San Diego, I guess, for the day on Saturday. And when they leave, they play When You Wish Upon a Star on their big horns. And I said to my wife, I said, those three little grandkids, those three little girls that have been born to us in the last year, won't be long. We'll be on that Disney cruise ship. And maybe invested in it also. They're benefiting right now. This is a stock picker's market. We'll be right back. But I must choose the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place.
And I wonder what it's good for. I've been in a right place. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
To the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about reports out of China, 6.9% GDP, but that's the slowest print since 2009. This is the anniversary of Black Monday, minus down 22.6% back in 1987. Let's not celebrate, all right? Let's just forget about that one for now. Slowing growth, rising costs, seeing a lot of consolidation in the semiconductor industry. We had Morgan Stanley with a big miss this morning, missing their earnings estimates by 29 cents. So far, of the 35 companies that have reported in the S&P, I'd give this earnings season maybe a C plus. I don't think it's gone very well so far, to be honest with you. But we get 118 companies reporting this week. I'm going to have a much better clue. I'm going to be able to sharpen my pencil a lot more. We'll get to my earnings target price, my earnings target for S&P and my target price for the S&P 500 here in a bit. But we'll have a lot more evidence, a lot more after this week. And not off to a good start this week with the big miss by Morgan Stanley. All right, let's get back to it here. We've talked a little bit about one of the keys to this market. We've got an economy that's grinding to a halt. The market has grinded to a halt. Earnings have grinded to a halt. It's going to break one way or another here real soon. It's either going to break to the downside, which will give us a tremendous opportunity in some of the inverse funds, which I have not had to employ very little over the last 6+ years. Now I finally got some in place, some hedging in place on the S&P, on the Dow, on the NASDAQ. And if it gets worse, if earnings this week indicates that next year is going to be a bad year in earnings too, then we're going to make some money in the inverse funds. Right now, nothing's making money, and here's why. We continue to have a soft economy. In fact, it's looking more and more like it's grinding to a halt. We already know what's happened to the oil patch. We already know what's happened to the energy sector. Halliburton, our friends in Houston, where we're heard daily. By the way, if you've been laid off lately by Halliburton, give us a call. We do rollover IRAs here. We'll get you diversified into other sectors of the market right now that are at least doing much better than the energy sector. Halliburton sales have been cut in half over the last 12 months. Retail sales continue to come in soft. I would not say that the economy is in that great of shape right now. And it's showing up at the price pump, isn't it? The earnings that are coming in right now are really not that strong. And we've seen a grinding to a halt of the current bull market that we've been in. If we take a look at the scorecard here year to date, the S&P 500 is down 1.3%. But again, there's companies within that S&P 500 that are doing better than the overall market environment now. The Dow's down 3.5%. Emerging markets are down 9.1% so far this year. Europe is up 0.7%. There you go. There's some green. China's down 4.5%. Canada's down 14.2%. Obviously, Canada has an economy that is heavily dependent upon commodity prices, lumber prices, oil prices, gold prices, which have not been very favorable. The place to have been invested this year is Russia. Russia's up 20%. Go figure. Maybe Putin's trying to take over the Middle East right now. There's some things there in the Middle East that he'd like to have, isn't there? Namely oil. Putin seems to be teaming up with Iran. And obviously with Syria, maybe they've got designs on the Middle East. We'll see. Russia's down, or Brazil is down 35%. Socialism and a corrupt government is to blame. The 10-year bond, it's up 1.9%. Here's the problem with the market right now. As I look at the asset classes that we have to choose from, you know what the highest rated asset class right now is from a grade A through B, or a F through A plus? The highest rated asset class right now is a very tepid, lukewarm B. You know what the worst ranked asset class is right now? A C plus. There's nothing. Okay, you say, well, can't you make money on the short side right now? Well, the market's down 1% so far this year. That doesn't leave much room on the upside or the downside. The number one ranked asset class right now are the REITs, the real estate investment trusts, which have been going up recently because interest rates have been going down. The number two ranked asset class is the long bond, the U.S. long bond. And what's it up for the year? It's down 1.5%. Those are your leading asset classes in the market. Number three is the small cap dividend index. It's down 1% on the year. But on a relative basis, it's doing better than the emerging markets. It's doing better than gold. It's doing better than China. It's doing better than Latin America. There is absolutely no leadership in the market. We're in a lull. But any fisherman will tell you that the tides do not remain in the lull for very long. We call that ebb tide. The bull market, which has been going for 6.5 years now, the water's been coming in, rushing in, filling portfolios, has all of a sudden reached ebb tide. Now, we really don't know which way it's going to break from here. The indications to me are right now that we're going to get a little bit of flow out, which would give us at least a money-making opportunity on the inverse side of the market. But if earnings come in stronger than expected here this week, we're going to get 118 companies reporting, we could get another liftoff in the market. So right now, we've got the binoculars out. I sit here on the 19th floor in downtown San Diego looking over the harbor. I see Mexico. I see the Pacific Ocean. I see Point Loma. I see the Coronado Islands out there. I'm sitting high atop the watchtower, waiting, watching for which way this market is going to break. Because when the top-ranked asset class is B and the bottom-ranked asset class is C+, there's very little room. You want to see, like we had earlier this year, A-rated asset classes leading the market. What happened to our leadership in the market? I'll tell you what happened to our leadership in the market. Very simple. What happened to the drug stocks? What happened to the biotech stocks that were leading the market for several years? That came screeching to a halt. We lost our leadership in the market. We had comments by candidate Hillary Clinton that brought those stocks screeching to a halt. The healthcare stocks, which were leading the market, also came screeching to a halt. And now we have no leadership in the market. We have to wait for new leaders to emerge. And so we sit here high on the watchtower waiting for new leadership to emerge. And when I spot it, I'll be the first to let you know where I see that leadership emerging from. I'm still finding individual stocks here and there, but generally speaking, there's just a lack of leadership in this market. So here's where I sit currently. I still believe that U.S. stocks present the best opportunity of all the asset classes. That's why I still continue to have about a 55% weighting in U.S. stocks. I have about a 35% weighting to 40% weighting right now in cash. Why do I have a 35 to 40% weighting in cash? Because I'm waiting to see which way this market breaks. It's not going to remain in neutral forever, just like an ebb tide does not remain at ebb forever. Eventually, it's going to break. Low tide is an ebb tide. It could break to the upside. There's also an ebb tide at high tide, and it's going to break to the downside. Right now, we don't know which way this market is going to break. And I still maintain about a 5, 6% position in inverse funds. A tiny little hedge, just in case the market goes down, they go up. And if the market breaks to the downside, I will increase my position in the inverse funds. That's an asset class that most people in my business don't even consider, don't even use. I believe it could be one of the best tools that you could have in your toolkit going forward, just in case. That's my current asset allocation. 55, 35 to 40, and about 5% inverse. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. We're going to get to the bottom line in this segment. We're going to get right to the bottom line. I've been a bull on the market for the last 6.5 years. I have not been one of the guys that's been claiming that gold's going to the moon and that the dollar's going to collapse and that interest rates are going to soar, that inflation is going to run red hot. In fact, the exact opposite has happened. They were absolutely wrong. I'm not saying that that's not going to happen someday, but it's all about timing. Your timing has to be somewhat correct. Instead, I've been bullish on the market. I'm an earnings-driven guy. I'm an earnings-driven investor. Earnings growth equals stock price appreciation. Doesn't matter if it's an individual stock or an index. And when earnings growth ceases and starts to level off, and worse yet, start to recede, stocks and indexes follow along with it. That's why in my book, the key to this entire bull market has been earnings growth. We started out at $59 a share back in 2009. Then we went to $72 per share. And then we went to $83 per share. And then we went to $92 per share. And what happened along the way? The S&P 500 followed along. Because when you multiply earnings by a multiplier, otherwise known as a P/E ratio, and the earnings continue to go higher, you're going to get a higher market. Same with an individual stock. But this year, for the first year during this 6.5-year-old bull, we're going to see an earnings recession this year. Not by much, but by a little bit. And it's going to show up as 3 quarters in a row. At least that's the consensus right now, of earnings recession. So now what holds the key is next year. Were these 3 quarters an anomaly? Are we going to put them behind us, and are we going to move forward with an economy that's going to continue to grow in 2016? Well, that's why we're eagerly waiting and listening to clues from companies as to future forecast into 2016. So far, 35 companies have reported. Another 118 will report this coming week. We've already had some this morning. So far, 81% of companies have beat earnings, but many are guiding lower on future earnings. This is a very small sample right now, but I'm hearing companies say, you know what, 2016, just to be on the safe side, we're going to guide a little lower. That's a trend right now. I think by the time this week is over, we should have a very good look into 2016. And as we look at a lot of the companies that have warned or reported so far, what about Walmart? When Walmart warns and the stock goes down 10%, that sends a chill throughout the entire retail sector. The banks did okay last week. But then today you get Morgan Stanley coming in, missing earnings by 29 cents. I would say so far it's a mixed bag. Therefore, I've lowered my earnings estimates for this year to $115 per share for the S&P 500. Last year, we made $117 per share. And that's why the market is slightly down this year, because earnings are slightly down. I have a $1,950 target price for the S&P 500 by the end of the year. And you say, Bill, it's at $2,000 right now. Yeah, I don't see a lot of upside potential anymore for the rest of this year. But the key right now is looking ahead to next year. I've kept my earnings estimates the same for now. I have $127 as my estimates for 2016. I'm using a slightly lower multiple. I'm using 16.5. The long-term average has been 16. But we still have a zero interest rate policy, so I think we can justify just a little bit higher multiple. And I have about a $2,100 target price on the S&P 500 now for next year. This does not give the market a lot of upside potential. Therefore, we have to dig into the market and find the superior companies that are flourishing in spite of a sluggish economy right now. My app says right now that the market is a weak hold. And I've just displayed through facts that we're in neutral right now. We're waiting to hear from these 500 companies. We've heard from 35 so far. The technicals of the market are not that good. They're starting to give an early sell signal on this 6.5-year-old bull. I am no longer a raging bull on the S&P 500, which I have been for the last 6.5 years. I have a very weak hold on the market. I have a 50% position now in stocks. I have a 5% hedge, willing to increase that dramatically. And I continue to own stocks within the S&P 500 and other indexes, the NASDAQ, the Russell, the Dow, that are still holding up and still growing at superior rates and still trading at reasonable levels. I've been bullish for over 6 years. The 6.5-year primary trend of the market is now breaking down, beginning to break down. It continues to grind to a halt. It's going to take a better than expected earnings season this quarter and next to keep it going. And as of now, to me, that does not seem likely. A bear market has not yet begun, but the market right now is stuck in neutral. The best thing that we can possibly do is be stock pickers right now and pick companies that are exceeding estimates, that are still flourishing despite a slowing economy. And we also have to be on guard right now. The market could break to the downside if we have a very disappointing earnings quarter. And if we have a good one, it could break to the upside. So stay tuned. I'll be here every day, Monday through Friday. I'll be sending out tweets during the day at Bill Gunderson. I'll be sending out any special announcements on the market, which I did about a month ago, if the need should arise. And I'll be sending out my newsletter every single weekend. You can go to my website, GundersonCapital.com. And if your money manager is not quite proactive enough for you, give us a call, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.